3月1号晚，在大约1500名观众的热烈掌声中，美国神韵巡回艺术团圆满结束了在美国南卡罗来纳州格林维尔市的唯一一场演出。有些观众因为终于盼来了闻名已久的神韵艺术团的精彩表演而感慨万分，还有观众对于这样精彩的演出不能在中国大陆上演而感到不解。请看本台记者来自格林维尔市的报道。
马郭特·罗宾森女士是格林维尔市的一名业主，她激动地对记者说
I've been reading about this performance for a long time and when you wanted to come to Greenville we were delighted and we wouldn't have missed it、I'd read about it in magazines and、in a New York Times
马郭特女士还说
I feel like、the dancing is just fantasticAnd the costumes and the colors are wonderful. What I expected it to be.
出身舞蹈世家、喜爱艺术的朱莉·布兰德女士，是从事医疗器械服务业工作的。她激动地与记者分享
：“It was very moving to me emotionally. The beauty was unsurpassed. The gracefulness, the peace that was portrayed by the dancers was phenomenal, and the music.” And I also thought in the spirituality of everything, I just thought it was a shame that these people weren't able to perform in their own country, their own traditions. It just seems so wrong.
吉姆·契斯曼博士，原是克莱姆森大学的工业工程教授，他说
Absolutely amazing, magnificent.
Yeah, synchronized. Everybody was in motion at the same time. It was straight lines. It was just very, very professional.
契斯曼教授和夫人建妮曾经去过中国。
Yeah, I don't think we saw anything like this in China. No, we saw Chinese entertainment, but nothing this professional.
这是新唐人记者乔西·岳磊，格林维尔报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团在格林维尔市的演出，让南卡罗来纳州的观众欣喜万分。他们在欣赏了神韵艺术团的精彩表演后，滔滔不绝地分享着神韵给他们带来的精神震撼。请看本台记者的报道。
来自舞蹈世家的伊丽莎白·简德女士带着女儿一起来看神韵演出，她与记者分享了她的感受。
Not only is it beautiful, but it's a spiritual message. While I don't know Chinese, you can feel the spirit and the spirituality of the dance. So it's emotional.
萨姆丽塔·桑都女士是厨师，她带着女儿和朋友莎巴瑞亚兹女士一起来看神韵。萨姆丽塔坚信主佛，她看到神韵演出中佛的形象，感到非常高兴和亲切。
For me, Lord Buddha means peace, calm, and stability and balance in life. So for that to show my daughter today in this form was very nice. It was very magical, and it was very out of the world, very well choreographed. Everything was so well sequenced, and I think she understood my belief in Lord Buddha more better by seeing this.
莎巴瑞亚兹女士虽然是机械工程师，但是他自小就接受系统的印度古典舞的教育，所以非常喜欢中国古典舞。
That's one of the reasons why I like this show because it was like such a balanced dance and such a spiritual dancing. Like every dancer was, you can see all the postures was coming out as if like, you know, they are like statues. Yeah, I mean like everything was so good, everything was so like flattering.The costume was beautiful. The backgrounds were like, you know, as if everything was emerging from there and they're getting down. Very good.
沙巴接着补充说
We know Gautam Buddha because in India, we all know about Gautam Buddha. It is like, you know, when you thought about that, you feel like everything goes in and then you are just, you know, you're just connected. That's it.
对于神韵表演所传达的信息，沙巴说他绝对绝对的都能理解，也能接受。
Because I think we know the background, we know where the things has emerged from, we know exactly the meaning of it, so I think we can understand it more than anybody else because we know the origin.
这是新唐人记者乔西·岳磊，格林维尔报道。
三 月7号晚，神韵巡回艺术团在孟菲斯市的景隆艺术文化中心的第二场演出圆满结束。主流人士对神韵展现的5000年中华文化赞叹不已，并非常赞叹正义战胜邪恶的主题。请看本台记者发自当地的报道。
李沃伦是孟菲斯 DTTV 电视台的节目主持人，看完神韵演出后，他激动地说，
We're extremely excited that programs like this come to Memphis, Tennessee, where we can actually share culture, learn more about the Chinese culture.
沃伦先生表示，要向所有的孟菲斯人推荐神韵。
We're learning tonight about 5,000 years of Chinese culture, and it is condensed, obviously, but it's beautiful to see how this is all packaged together, and the colors, the dancing, the music is absolutely extraordinary and something that I would actually want every Memphian to see.
Oh, I love it. I've never seen anything like it. I've seen ballets before, but this was just simple and elegant, and it was really interesting to see them transform from the background, the silk, and then to be out right on stage. It's really very unique.
Yeah, very colorful, beautiful, really.
We thought it had a good blend of comicness built in with the serious message at heart, yeah. Well, what they were trying to convey as far as the problems in China and the ongoing strife of the local public, but at the same time giving it kind of a twist. So, a comic twist. They made you laugh at the same time that they were making you understand.
乔·布拉希尔先生是孟菲斯一家工业设备批发销售公司的总裁，他认为神韵演出太棒了。
Show was great. Really enjoyed every aspect of it. The dancing, the music was incredible. That is, the orchestra was very good. I really enjoyed that. All the scenes, the background scenes were absolutely incredible. Nothing I can say bad about it. It was great.
布拉希尔先生非常赞赏演出中正义战胜邪恶的主线。
Yeah, it was a, you know, good evil, good against evil. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was, yeah, it came through. Yeah, right. Very good.
这是新唐人记者泽林、岳磊、孟菲斯采访报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团在孟菲斯市景隆艺术文化中心的最后一场演出，观众表示感受到演出展现的巨大精神力量。
塔米卡·莫尔女士曾是美国伊拉克驻军中的宪兵警察，今天盛装出席神韵演出。当记者问她为什么今天穿得这么正式时，她说
I just thought I'd dress for the occasion. It was brilliantly designed. I mean, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I'm glad it came to Memphis.
塔米卡女士还感受到演出中的精神力量。
I got a lot of spiritual, strength from that. The choreography and the diversity of the colors represented different spiritual strengths.
塔米卡女士接着说
The only thing I know about Buddha is that it's from the Chinese culture, and that's more or less represented towards China's version of God versus the Western culture, America's version of God.
对于神韵目前不能在中国演出，塔米卡认为这是中国的损失。
What China is being discluded from, you know, so it's China's loss, you know, and it's such a great country. I hate to, you know, see the Chinese people, you know, not be able to see what Americans can see.
阿希特·瑞雷博士是田纳西州基督教同盟大学生化工程教授，也是塔米卡的好朋友。
The show was a tremendous show. The show was excellently done.
谈到中国，阿希特教授说
：“In China, yeah, I just mentioned earlier, China is basically, they don't allow any practice, open practice of religion. I mean, real religion, whether it's Christian, whether it's Buddhism, or whether it's anything else, and that is a shame.” Yeah, I think they need to allow, China government should allow practice of religion, just like this country does, just like India does.
Yes.
India does. Why not in China?
Exactly. Yeah.
Japan does.
这是新唐人记者泽林、岳磊、孟菲斯采访报道。
3月6号晚，美国神韵巡回艺术团在田纳西州孟菲斯市景隆表演艺术中心的第一场演出圆满结束。孟菲斯主流社会的民众对于神韵这样一个世界一流的演出不能去中国觉得非常难以理解。
彼得·沃格尔先生是圣菊德儿童研究医院的病理学研究员，他对神韵不能在中国大陆演出感到非常可悲。
I think the message behind some of the pieces is very clear. You know, it's kind of sad. I heard that they can't play this, they can't perform in China, which is a shame because it's, you know, we just really lucky we can watch it here. You know, it's too bad they can't watch it in China.
沃格尔先生接着说
，But you know, the one like on Tiananmen Square, that was very clear. You know, that was, you know, that was a terrible thing that happened there. And but eventually, you know, what they showed there, eventually, I think it will.You know, this will be performed again in China someday, I believe. I believe so, yeah. You know, the world changes, you know. Yeah, and people want freedom, and eventually they'll get it again, so.
沃格尔先生进一步说
You know, I never thought the wall, the Berlin Wall, would come down in my lifetime, and it did. So, yeah, I think it could happen.
雷泰瑞先生是前美国故宫法的律师，他认为神韵的天幕设计和舞台的结合简直令人难以置信。
Beautiful music, beautiful dancing and acrobatics, and the scenery is gorgeous. I think it's incredible the way you have people coming down on film and then pop, they're up there in the flesh.
田纳西大学医学院退休教授艾伦·巴特勒和夫人玛丽连续三年来看演出，是神韵的忠实粉丝。
It is superb. As a matter of fact, we come every year.I look forward to it. In fact, I like it so much, I'm thinking of coming tomorrow night as well. It is exquisite. If it were more like this, this would be a much more beautiful world.
这是新唐人记者泽林、岳雷、孟菲斯采访报道。